You're about to listen to a message from Every Nation Church Midrand, the place where people come to be changed and discipled to transform society.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I have a word from God. He spoke this so clearly to me. I don't know how the meeting will go, but he's in our midst. Amen. And I'm excited to bring this word because I'm looking forward to people that we can stand together and do some dangerous work. I don't know how many people. I know, you know, that some of us are very dangerous. Please, I need some. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. So I need people who are awake, who are dangerous, and who are ready. And if you're not very dangerous, it's okay. You will be dangerous at the end of this meeting. I want to read Psalm 105. I'll give you my title as we go along. There's just one verse that I need, but I want to read from verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of his wondrous works. Do you talk of his wondrous works? Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. I love verse 4 so much. Say, seek the Lord and his strength. If you seek the Lord, you seek his strength as well. If you seek the Lord, you cannot be powerless. Amen. Hallelujah. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever. The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an overwhelming covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when they were few in numbers, indeed very few, and strangers in it. It did not matter that they were strangers, and it did not matter that they were few in number. He still said what he said. Amen. Can someone say, what God has said, he has said, and it is settled. It doesn't matter how little I look. It doesn't matter how small I am right now. He has spoken. That settles it. And I believe it. Amen. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes. You see, you're in Prevailing Women. Feel free to rejoice, to celebrate as you receive his word. I'm excited. This word is burning within me. He says he permitted no one to do me wrong. And for my sake, he rebuked kings. Hallelujah. And he said, concerning me, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Yes, he's talking to Israel, but he's talking to you today. Hallelujah. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread and he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass that with the Lord has said, that with the Lord has spoken, there shall be a performance. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him free. Let him go free. He made him Lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions to bind his princes at his pleasure. I think it's the Amplified that says to imprison his princes at his pleasure. This is someone who was a slave, but he had a mantle on him. He was a slave. And when he came out, that which God has said started manifesting. I mean, even the Pharaoh himself gave him authority. He says, imprison princes if you like. He says, to bind them at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. Verse 24 is where I'm going. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. Hallelujah. I woke up one morning and the Lord said to me, I have made you stronger than your enemies. And he says, I should announce to you that he has made you stronger than your enemies. I have made you stronger than the adversary. Amen. There are certain things you need to know so that you can occupy. There are certain things you need to know so that you can execute judgment. There are certain things, if you know that you have been made stronger, there is a way you begin to live your life. I'm praying to see women, prevailing women, people who rise up together, knowing that he has made us stronger than our adversary. Listen, let this not be just you hearing it and it doesn't affect you. My prayer today is that you sit and say, I have been made stronger. I have been made stronger. I have been made stronger than my adversary. In other words, the one that enslaved me, I'm stronger than him. The one that kept me, held me captive, I am stronger than him. Whatever it is you are struggling with, any form of addiction that has kept you as a prisoner, you are stronger than it. Why? Because God made you stronger. Hallelujah. If you look at Exodus, because that's where it came from. Amen. Yes, feel free to clap. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 1. Hallelujah. Just taking us to where this all happened. Amen. I'm going to read a lot. So just follow me. Amen. From verse 6 says, and Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. Verse 9. And he said to his people, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply. And it happened in the event of war that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up out of the land. I want us to read verse 9 again. It says, and he said to them, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and they are mightier than we. Pharaoh called his people together, says, the people of Israel, they are more and they are mightier. He recognized that God had made them mightier than him. He recognized that God had made them mightier than the whole of Egypt. The enemy recognizes it. The enemy recognizes, he knows that you are mightier. He knows what God has put in you. He knows what God has spoken over you. He recognizes it. And so what does he do? I need to do something about this. Just so that she does not know that she's mightier than me. I need to do something to confuse her. I need to intimidate her to the point where she does not know that she's actually mightier than me. God made them mightier than their adversary. Their adversary recognized that they were mightier than they. And they decided we need to do something about it. I came to announce to you that you are mightier than your adversary. That you are mightier. It was very clear to me that those people did not know that they were actually mightier. And it's exactly what we see today with us, prevailing women. We don't see, we don't know that we are mightier. When the enemy intimidates us, we cower, we are afraid. The spirit of fear is so dominant in the church. Anxiety is trending, not just in the world, in the church. And the reason all of this is happening is that your adversary knows that you are stronger than him. And so to keep you from attacking him, to keep you from enforcing that which you should enforce, he intimidates you. Verse 9, verse 10. We've read that, let's deal shrewdly with them. So this is what the enemy does. He begins to find ways. Let us deal shrewdly. Let us put pressure. Let us come against him, against her. Let us press her so she's hard pressed on every side. Let us squeeze her so tightly. Let us increase her labor. Let us put so much pressure on her. Let her feel like she cannot breathe. If I can succeed at doing all that, she will not believe that she's actually mightier than me. Verse 11, therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. Hallelujah. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. The more I've been afflicted, the more I have grown. Amen. Kadibala Stolia. The more I have been pressed, the more I have grown. There are some people, when you are pressed, you break. There's some other people, when they are pressed, they get stronger. Malita bashola bababa. The more he afflicted them, the more they multiplied, and the more they grew. Amen. Hallelujah. The more they were afflicted, the more they grew. The more they are afflicted, the more they grew. Hallelujah. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. And all of that, you keep reading. What you see here is the effort of a scared Pharaoh. What you see here is the effort of someone who knows that he's actually weaker than these people. The noise happening in your life right now, the attacks, the shouting, the pressure, it is the attempt of someone who knows that you are stronger than him. But he's hoping that if he can put enough pressure on you, you'll begin to feel weaker. If we understood, and if we really knew that greater is he that is in us, we know the scripture, don't we? We know it. We quote it. Greater is he that is in me. Help me. Than he that is in the world. Don't you know it? Okay, I just assumed. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in. We quote it. The one in me overcomes. The one in me is greater, is stronger, is more powerful. But the enemy wants you to feel as if you are weaker. Today, I'm seeing an army of people who will rise up and who begin to say, you know what? God has made me stronger than the adversary. There's some of you, you want to throw in the towel. You want to stop. You want to quit. You need to sit down and look at that situation and say, you know what? God has made me stronger than you. I'm stronger than this situation. I'm stronger than this oppression. I'm stronger than this challenge. I'm stronger than you. Unfortunately, so many of us do not know that we're stronger. And God needs people who know that they're stronger. He needs us. He needs an army of people. And Nella was praying and saying, God is raising an army of people in this place. He needs an army of people who know that they are stronger than the enemy. He needs an army of people who knows that the greater one is in them. He needs an army of people like Joshua and Caleb who rise up and say, the enemy is like bread to me. Who has bread ever scared? Hallelujah. Greater is he. There's an assignment we have, and you cannot afford not to know who you serve. I've been having all sorts of encounters and just the Lord speaking to me and showing me visions and just things happening. And I'm going to share something. I'm not sharing the whole thing. It is long. All the time I've had visions, all the time the Lord has spoken to me, I've never had one as long as this, as clear as this, as intense as this. This one was intense. And it continued. I got up from it. I woke up after that first one. And the Lord said to me, now you're going back again. And then I will tell you the prelude to that first one you had. I don't know how to start. The things God is saying and the things he's doing and what he wants to do through you. And so in that one, just briefly, I'm going to share just a little. I suddenly appeared in a place. And when I got into that place, I realized that I was on assignment. I had gone in there to rescue someone. When I got in there, as soon as I got into that place, I noticed the person and I took hold of her. When I took her hand, I saw all kinds of security beams, all kinds of things and people. They were just all over the place and they had noticed me because, you see, I wasn't part of their community. So they noticed that I had come and they also noticed that I had come to take someone away. So they all started coming in their numbers, coming to me. Then the person I went to rescue took my hand and said, let's run, let's go and hide. So I went with her. I'm the one that went to rescue. But now my hand was taken and we're running. So when we got to a place, then we hid. You know, I'm trying to find something. When we hid, I said to her, there's no need hiding. This is their territory. Even if it looks like we're hiding behind a wall, they can see through the wall. So I said, come out. So I took her hand and I came out and I stood before them. And I said to them, I have a release for this one. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has bought you. The price has been paid. I said, I have a release for this one. And I am leaving this place with this one. Then I realized I was in a whole city. Now, this city was full of captives. The entire city was filled with people who were in captivity. But they were living the life. They had amusement parks. They had all kinds of things. Life was good in captivity. It was so good that most of them did not realize that they were in captivity. But there were some who realized. Like that one who cried out for deliverance. So when I said, I have a release, they couldn't do anything. So I took her and I got to the city gate. As I arrived at the city gate, I saw so many people standing at the gate. Listen, we are on assignment. This is no joke. I'm not sharing this with you just so you know. I'm sharing with you because we have to get up and go and release captives. We have to get up. But you see, you cannot go release captives if you think that the captor is stronger than you. You have to know that you are stronger than him so that you can go and set people free. And so as I got to the gate, there were so many people at the gate wanting to leave, but they refused for them to leave. City life was still going on. But there were these ones that said, I'm ready to leave. There are people crying out for someone to come and rescue them. But the people of God are here, not doing what they should do. Those who know their God, we shall be strong and do great exploits. But most of the time, we are not strong. Most of the time we're being carried. We're supposed to go in there and set people free. But half the time they're still trying to pick us up. I'm not bringing anyone under condemnation. I'm saying to you, I understand that the enemy has lied to you over and over. I understand that he's intimidated you over and over. I understand that he has sent the spirit of fear over and over. To the point where you are barely surviving. You are still struggling to stand yourself. How much more help someone else stand? By the time I got to that gate, the leader of the group had already sent word to the security to let him know not to allow me to take that person out, even though I had a release. Now, you need to understand the violence that is required. Don't be sitting pretty when you need to get up and rough it and say, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's some times that you pray. You know, most of the time when I pray, I like to walk. But if I'm not walking and I'm sitting, I can't sit like this, Rababa. I rock. There's movement happening. There's something happening. I can't sit still. Something has to happen. Generating power. Getting this thing done. Amen. There's time to just be casual, but there's time to get up and be pressing in and pushing and saying, I know who I am. He said, I tried to give him the release, but as I was handing it, I knew he was going to rip it. The audacity. So I took it back and I warned. I said, I have a release for this person. You must allow her out. I was trying to show the release. I saw a second time that he was going to pull it down, to tear it. I held it. And I announced again. I said, I have a release for this person. And I'm going to leave this place with her. I'm going to leave this place with her. I knew he was going to rip it again. I don't know how many of you were here in February when we were doing a countdown to Pharaoh. When we said, Pharaoh, one, let my people go. This was played out. I said, I'm going with this person. He didn't speak, just a being, just looking at me. I'm going with this person. I'm going with this person. I'm going with this person. After that, I don't know how, but I ripped the city gate apart. I understand if you're not excited about that. Let me find Elder Pumzile. I said, Pharaoh refused to let her go after some warnings. Pharaoh surrounded me, surrounded us, intimidated us, but I knew that I was stronger than this Pharaoh. When I'd given enough warnings, the city gate was torn down. When the city gate was torn down, everybody who was around the gate, everyone who had camped, everyone who has been awaiting, crying, waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. Everyone who had been standing, sitting at the gate, weeping, crying out for Moses to come. Everyone who had been by the gate, crying out to their God, saying, yes, Lord, I know that I got myself in here, but I want to leave. The enemy says I cannot go. But I want to leave. He says I cannot go. But I want to leave. He says I cannot go. Every single one of them, every single one of them escaped. Come on now. Not one of the people camping at the gate remained. There were still people in the city, but we're going for them. Hallelujah. I will not tell you part two. You don't need to know that. It is serious, but it's not part of this message. My message to you from that, imagine if I had actually been intimidated. Imagine, not only will I not have been able to rescue that one person, I would have died in there. In fact, maybe even the fear would have killed me. Before they shot at me, I would have died from fear. But it required someone standing. And let me tell you something. If you can stand your ground, when the enemy is making noise and intimidating you, if you can stand your ground, you will not only come out with your head intact, you will come out with spoils. Hallelujah. Not everyone has spoils. Amen. It is the ones that win the battle that come out with spoils. You cannot be sitting here and declaring, and I receive the spoils. You can pray from now till kingdom come. You will have no spoils until you go there and you say, greater is he that is in me. Until you go in there and say, I am on assignment. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to set at liberty captives. Until you can do that, you will not collect spoils. It is for the mere fact that somebody stood and says, I am not leaving this place without this one. I am greater than you. I am stronger than you. Because of that, many others were saved and delivered. I'm praying today that the Lord does a work in you and in me where we begin to see not just who is in us, but who is for us. Where we begin to know that when the oppositions come, that they are coming. The enemy comes head on, full swing, in every way he can, because he's saying, this person is stronger than we are. I look at things differently now. When the enemy comes against me or my family, I say, you're scared. What are you scared of? What are you afraid of? You recognize what is in us. You recognize the assignment on our lives. That's why you are putting all that pressure. You are coming in fury. If you are not having those experiences, that's okay. No, actually, it's not okay. You must stop strolling. Stop strolling with the enemy. Because both of you are just having conversations and walking side by side. You have not had any opposition. You are walking the same direction. It's time for you to collide. It's time for you to say, the one in me is greater. But listen, you must know. And my prayer is that your eyes will open today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Do you want to read with me 2 Kings chapter 6? 2 Kings 6, 8 to 17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings. 2 Kings 6, 8 to 17. This is my prayer. This is my prayer for every prevailing woman in this house. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Who is blind like my prophet? The reason why you remain where you are, the reason why we, I'm not excluding myself, the reason why we are where we are and remain where we are and allow the enemy play with us. The reason why we stay in that bondage is because we don't know that we're stronger than the ones who captured us. And it's time for us to say, excuse me, I have a release to get out of here. The price has been paid. The blood has been shed. It's time for me to get out. It's time for my family to get out of this mess. It's time to get out. 2 Kings 6. From verse 8 says, now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. And the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. Hallelujah. And so he said, go and see where he is, that I may send and get him. And it was told him, saying, surely he is in Dothan. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. Hallelujah. Every time the enemy is intimidated, he acts first. Whenever he's intimidated by you, he moves quickly. He acts what? First. He likes to throw the first punch. Because he's hoping that if I can bully you, if I can throw the first punch, you may think you are not capable. You may think you don't have what it takes. If I can quickly shout before you open your mouth, then it might make you feel that you don't have what it takes. If I can send my demons to terrorize you in your dream, then you may say, maybe I shouldn't go that direction. Because you know, if I take this step, I might not be able to deal with the enemy that is confronting me. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where he comes at you first, and he comes at you quickly. And he does that just so that you may rethink who you are and rethink what God has said and begin to think, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't. Or some of you have said, yes, Lord, I will do this. I'm ready. I will do what you said. And the next thing, the kind of nightmare you have, the kind of intimidation you have in your dream, you call me, Pastor. I think I still need to grow. I think I have some growing to do before I can get into this. You don't have any growing to do. The enemy knows. He knows what you're capable of. He knows who is in you. He knows that if you know that he's in trouble. So he comes quickly. He comes quickly. What verse am I in now? Help me. 14. And therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. He responded like any of us will respond. The enemy shot first.
The enemy came quickly. The enemy released his own army first. And they surrounded the whole place. They surrounded the whole place like, you are surrounded. Come out. Drop your weapons. And come out. You are surrounded. Come out. And most of us would have come out with both hands up. I surrender. If you had come only by yourself, maybe I would have been able to take you one-on-one. But there are too many of you. So I surrender. And so the servant of the Lord was in distress. Says, oh my God. What shall we do? Do not fear. For those who are with us are more than those who are with them. So this is what I am praying. That each prevailing woman here transitions from the one who says, what shall we do? They have surrounded us. To the one who says, hey, don't worry about it. The one who is for us is more. Can you picture yourself? Can you picture an army like this? Can you picture all of us standing strong when the enemy comes and we see a lot happening? No one is breaking rank. None of us in this house is saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what are we going to do? But all of us are turning to each other and saying, ha, 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 God is up to something. God is up to something. I'm looking forward to having women like this around me, standing with me. Where when something is happening, instead of us to be crying and saying the enemy has come again, that we can look together and say, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Are you sensing what I'm sensing? Can you perceive what I'm perceiving? Are you hearing what I'm hearing? I was saying to someone the other day, I said, what is God saying? What are you hearing? Okay, you're not hearing anything. What are you sensing? What is your spirit picking? How are you engaging? If the answer to all of this is, get ready for the enemy. But I'm looking at women that I can stand with. And I can say, it's like the enemy has sent his troop to surround this place. But can you see what I'm seeing? And that person will say, I see them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Hallelujah. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to start seeing right. I want to start seeing what you are showing me. I want my eyes to be open. There's something about your heart being right that helps you to see right. When your heart is in terror, it informs what you are seeing. You immediately see even a rat of a demon. You see him as someone that is about to take you out. But I pray that the Lord opens your eyes. That you see who is in you. That you know that the one in you is greater. Because guess what? As we leave this place and we step out, we will have reasons. As a matter of fact, I told you that whenever the enemy is intimidated, whenever he's afraid, whenever you are, reinforced the way you are, he comes to shoot the first shot. get ready to answer. As a matter of fact, it was Pastor Sam that said something. He said, we need to learn how to start preparing war. He said, get prepared like you're cooking. Put together your missiles. Add whatever you want to add and take it to him. Hallelujah. It is when you don't know. It is they that know their God that can be strong. When you don't know. I know we're very serious this morning. But there's a movie I watched many years ago. Can I just bring that in? Who has watched A Bug Life? My daughter Adlia, huh? Okay, so some people are laughing like, huh? I thought it was something serious. A Bug Life. Or ants. No, A Bug Life. It's one of my favorite movies. I don't know about you. If I see it again, I'll watch again. Can I share? Just briefly. A Bug's Life. It's a story of ants. And these ants, you know, ants, they know how to gather their food, do their stuff. But they had grasshoppers. Their chief was Hopper. I still remember. And Hopper intimidate the living daylight out of them. They have to work for Hopper and his gang. They gather what is for Hopper. But one day, I don't remember the main ant's name, Fila or someone, whatever. But one day, he overheard Hopper telling the others, says, you know these ants, they are so numerous. If they come together, we're in trouble. If these ants know that they're coming together, will defeat us. They will do it. So let's make sure that they never know. And let's continue to intimidate them. This is in a movie. So I don't know what you watch, but I watch movies like that because this reminds me of Pharaoh. Doesn't it? Yeah. And the children of Israel. But that one overheard and realized, if we come together, we're stronger. One ant alone is not that strong. In fact, it's not even strong. But when we come together, have we not talked about locking shields? Have we not talked about all of us coming together? One putting to flight 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, 2,000, 10,000. Can you picture? Long story short, they defeated the hoppers. Why did they defeat them? Because they came together. They didn't look strong. Amen. Clap for the ants. They didn't look strong. They didn't look like anything. But their enemy knew. If there's nothing you get today, I want you to know, your enemy knows you more than you know. Their enemies knew. Remember when the spies went in to spy Jericho? And Rahab hid some of them. And she was already saying, the fear and the dread of you. That's filled us. We're already scared of you. But you don't know that they're scared of you. So today, to the frustration of the enemy, and I am proudly the one announcing his frustration. I'm proudly the one poking and frustrating him. To the frustration of the enemy, I am telling you that you are stronger than him. I am telling you that he knows that you are stronger than him. But he's doing everything. Somebody, stand your ground. Stand your ground. The same way I had to stand my ground and say, I will not leave. Not a hoof. I'm not leaving this one behind. The same way. Maybe you have many children and you can afford for one to get lost. I can't. I stand my ground. Not one of you, not one of you will remain in captivity. Not one of you will remain in the captivity of the enemy. You think you're enjoying life, but I know you are not. I know you have been chained, but the chain is so long that it allows you to move around within that city. But you are still a captive. You are still a prisoner. So I'm not going to sit back and watch one go. And so I'm speaking and I'm standing my ground. I'm standing my ground, and I want to see people who also will stand their ground and who will say, we are going into that city. We are going into wherever the enemy has kept his prisoners, and we are releasing them in the name of Jesus. Some of you need to release your spouses from there. Some of you need to release your spouses from there. It's looking good. Enjoying life. The enemy is sponsoring him. And you're a benefactor. You don't know that he's a prisoner. It's time to go in there and bring out everyone that must come out of there. And you do it knowing that you are stronger. Look at those spies. I'm ending now. Look at those spies. How 10 of them could come out and weep and say, we are not able. We are not able. Yes, the land is good. Don't get me wrong. It's very nice. Good food, good everything. City is well built. But hey, the giants in that land, they made we humans say, you know, I'm naturally 6'2", but around the giant, I was like a grasshopper. They came out of that place weeping and saying, we are not able, because they did not see themselves for who God made them and called them to be. When he sent them, they had no idea. Imagine God sending you to go and survey, says, go and see what I prepared for you. Go and see, I've got stuff. And then you go and you come out and say, me? Never. Do you know the kind of dogs they have there? I can't go into that place. I've seen and I've shared with you how even the enemy surrounded a place we should enter with snakes. All kinds of shapes and sizes. So we do not enter. Well, we say, we cut off your heads and we enter. So those ones were like, we cannot. And two men got up. Two men who know their God. Two men who understand that if God has said, it is done. I picked some things from what they said, and I'm going to quickly, that's where I'm rounding off. Numbers 14. This is our last scripture, so please remain attentive. Numbers 14. So 13, you can see they had given the bad reports. Is someone learning? Chapter 14. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried. They cried because of the bad news. They cried because some 10 people were anointed with fear. And they came and fed it to the people. And they wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to him, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. I'm going to pause. Do you remember that the Bible said that he increased them and made them stronger than their enemies? Do you remember that the Bible says he multiplied them and made them mightier than their enemies? But these same people that are mightier than their enemies said, we will go back and we will surrender to our captors. After the great work God has done, we will return because we can't deal with this. Let us go back and surrender. It might be better for us. Perhaps there's still some cucumber there. There are still some things that we can benefit. See, that's the city you are going into. They were enjoying. Did you not notice when they were crying a lot? They were missing cucumber. They were missing garlic. You see, they were in the city where they were in bondage, but they had little pleasures. Their own little pleasure was garlic. So they said, we will return there. The same people God had made stronger and mightier than their enemies. May you not disappoint God. May we not be a disappointment. May we not become a people that get up and say, you know what, I don't think I can handle this. Let me go back. It's now too much. Let me return. When Moses, verse 5, and Aaron, then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, hallelujah, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Verse 9, it says, only do not rebel against the Lord. Number one, we are stronger than them. Don't rebel. Believe that you are stronger. Don't say no when the Lord says you are stronger. Do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Amen. I said earlier, who has ever been afraid of bread? So they looked and they were bread. That means there was no fear. He said, I will just squeeze you and eat you. And again, their protection has departed from them. That's the one thing we have not realized. When the Lord has sent us somewhere, their protection has departed from them. Amen. And most importantly, can we read it together? And the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. Who is the Lord with? The Lord is not with them. The Lord is with us. And if he is for us, who can be against us? If he is in us, who can stand against us? Who can bring us down? If God is for us, he has already said, he is for us. No giant, no Goliath, nobody can stand and say no, because we are stronger than our adversary. The strength, our strength is in the Lord. It is hooked. It's not your physical strength. That's not it. It is the strength you have in Him. The more of His word you take in, the more fellowship you have with Him, and you are able to commune and you know Him. You enjoy Him. You hear Him. You interact with Him. The more of Him you know, the stronger you are. So that when the enemy goes, hey, you slash him. Amen. You slash him. You know, sometimes some people bring me stuff. You know, case though, this is happening. And I get excited. It's like, it's time. Satan, what did I say? Why are you answering? You're not Satan. It's time, Satan. Time to deal with you and to put you in your place. No more can you harass this one. No more can you keep this one in bondage. No more. If there's anything I want you to get today, is that the enemy is still stubborn. Now, when I left that place after breaking the gate and escaping with that person and all others escaped, guess what? They continue to follow. Are you surprised? Did Pharaoh not continue to follow? There's nothing surprising. They continue to follow. So I want you to know that you must continue to strike the ground. Continue to strike and strike and strike until you've completely defeated the enemy. So even when you've gone and rescued someone, don't leave that person. Stay there. Feed, or else the enemy will come for her or for him again. And so he chased and continued and was firing at us. The enemy did not go after all the other people that escaped. He was mad at the one that broke the gate. So they were all chasing me, all of them, shooting. And I was shooting. At one point, the Lord said, stop, turn back. As I stopped and I turned around, they were all being consumed, swallowed up. It's like covered something, you know. And it just, they were stuck where they were. There was victory. The reason I'm sharing this is to say that the enemy is still persistent. He's still persistent because he's hoping that if he can persist enough, you can be like the children of Israel that will say, let us return. I thought we had already escaped. Why are they still behind? Why are they still chasing us? Let's surrender. But that's not our testimony. Our lives are too precious. The lives of our families. The lives of this nation. The price that Jesus paid for souls, it is too precious for us to say, let us leave them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You begin to declare, I am stronger. I am stronger than the adversary. Whatever that adversary looks like in your life this morning, as you stand up, I want you to begin to speak to it and look at it eyeball to eyeball. Whatever that adversary is. Because God has made you stronger. God has made you stronger. You can say, I'm stronger than you. And to do even better, sometimes we come together in groups to pray. It is powerful. Because right now, one puts to flight a thousand, so you're already powerful. If you pray by yourself, you are powerful. But I want us to do more than that. I want us to come together. Just get yourselves into groups. Come together and pray. And put to flight tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Stand together. Lock shields together. Whatever that adversary is, whatever that enemy is, you are saying to him, today, you are defeated. I'm standing with my sisters. We are standing together. Your worst nightmare is about to happen to you. What you greatly feared has come upon you, Satan. Your fear that my eyes will be open, your fear that my sister's eyes will be open, it has come upon you. My eyes are open today. So I want us to pray together. If you feel that you need to speak to someone about, look, this area, join forces with me. Let's bring him down. I want you to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Is it something you want to do? Glory.
This ministry has come to you live from Every Nation Midrand. For other life-changing messages and more information, log on to www.everynationmidrand.org.